Well, the cattle futures made new lower moves today here in the lowest levels for this move. The Aprils are down 50 on the live cattle at 121.60. The Junes are down 40 at 119.67. August live cattle at 119.65, down about 47 on the day. If you look at the chart here, again, this is the lowest levels we have seen for the last six or seven trading days of down. Back on March the 19th, they went down to 118.10 on the June live cattle. Today's low, of course, 118.82. So that's the next low to get to, and we're nearly there to those levels. April feeder cattle were down a buck 10 at 140 even. The May's down a dollar here at about 144.40. August feeders down a buck 10 at 155.67. The August ended up today about 60 cents off of their low. The cash trade looks like we've seen some 123 and 124 trade in Nebraska. Earlier this week, it seemed like it was going to be disappointing. There was some 121 bid, so that was lower than it had previously been. Today's slaughter is 114,000. Last week, it was 119. Week to date, 457, where last year at the same time, it was 363. But, of course, that was in response to COVID. We had some major problems last year at the same time frame. Today's grain futures ended up the day higher in the Kansas City wheat. July Kansas City up 3 3/4 at 615 3/4. And they've really come back a long way, more than 50% of the sell-off. The low back on April the 6th was 560, and right now we're at 615. So that's a 55-cent rally in nine calendar days, even less trading days. But that's a really good rally here. The corn ended up mixed here. May corn down 4 at 590 1/4. The December's up a penny at 512 3/4. The soybeans anywhere from 5 to 9 cents higher, with November at 5 at 1268. 1268 there. So a lot of really good action here. The cotton market today looks like it's going to be slightly higher here. December cotton up 46 at 83.17, and then the Dow Jones just continually makes new highs every day. It seems like the June Dow is up 287 currently at $33,912. Around the world, we've got a lot of stuff going on. The Ukrainians and Russians are sort of getting into it over there. And then the Russians are making some pretty strong statements in rebuttal to President Biden's new sanctions yesterday. So it'll be interesting to see and follow what happens there into the world wheat market. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.